Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 410 for Friday, May the 27th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished mixed on Friday as spread-based action took the front-month contract below unchanged, while the more deferred contracts posted strong gains. Canola was anywhere from $4 below unchanged to $4.50 higher, with the July contract checking in at $511.80 a ton. That's down $3.80. The November contract was up $1.40. It checked in at $516.60 a ton. Traders were adjusting positions ahead of the Memorial Day long weekend in the U.S. Rain in Western Canada has eased concerns about excess dryness. Canola also continues to look somewhat expensive relative to other oilseeds. However, the Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more desirable to foreign buyers. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy meal advanced, and crushers went bargain shopping. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 3 to 4 cents higher. The July contract was at $4.12 a bushel. Corn rose with booming demand for U.S. exports and concern over possible hot and dry weather problems in the U.S. this summer. The July contract was at its highest point in nearly a year. According to the USDA, private exporters booked 130,000 tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations. High prices in Brazil continue to underpin U.S. futures. Soybeans were 6 to 9 cents higher. The July contract was at $10.86 a bushel. Traders positioned themselves ahead of the long weekend. This week's rally has pretty much cooled off, but the market could be choppy as a result early next week. China has purchased 110,000 tons of soybeans. Over 72% of the Argentine crop is now in the bin. Livestock producers are ready to switch their focus from soy meal to dried distillers' grains. Wheat was a cent below unchanged, with the July contract at $4.80 a bushel. Prices took some strength from rain in Oklahoma, which made harvesting impossible. Farmers are going to need some dry weather soon. There are also growing concerns about the potential for disease in U.S. crops. Bigger production forecasts for the European Union and the Black Sea were bearish for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, May the 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.